Hey, this is Letitia, and I remember my seventh grade health teacher, Mr. Brown, like it was yesterday when I sat in his class looking embarrassed by all the pictures and the talks about the male and female anatomy. And here we are a few years later, okay, some years later, still wondering how in the world does it do what it do? Now, I didn't get a chance to check out the appearance of sexpert Tracy Cox when she appeared on Oprah. However, I have come across her book entitled Super Sex. In it, she talks about the great myths about men and their bodies. For example, did you know that the average man has around 7 erections a day? Who knew this? Sadly, for most men and women, the majority of the soldiers stand at attention during their sleep. Actually, I did know this one, and trust me when I tell you, I've heard of you can't rape the willing, but can you rape the sleeping? If they don't wake up, is it still an offense? I was just wondering. Another thing is that the average man can keep an erection for up to 40 minutes. Sadly, most don't last that long, but this could be a great time to decorate it. While it's just standing there being non-productive and he's knocked out, 'cause that's what they do, go get a magic marker, some ribbon, cotton balls, and pretend you are in arts and crafts. If you are brave, take pictures and save them for the next time that he starts talking all that crap about how he laid down on you. Trust me when I tell you, the next time, if there is a next time, he will make sure that you fall asleep first. Now, here's one I've never heard on Jeopardy. Question. It can reach up to speeds of 28 miles per hour and contains more protein than a medium-sized pork chop. Answer for 200. What's a man's ejaculation? Who tests and measures these things? What was their major in college? A few more things to keep in mind as you search for Mr. Right. According to the book, bald men have stronger sex drives. Apparently, there's some connection between hair loss and testosterone, the same chemical that is responsible for the sex drive in men. We've all heard that guys with big feet and big hands have big shoes and big gloves, right? Well, the sad thing is that neither means he will have a big penis. This reason alone is why the Wonder Bra is fair and equal punishment. Okay, now, the one we've all been wanting to know. Does research support the age-old myth that black men have the largest penises? Well, as long as we are talking averages, according to the author's research, it is true, followed by white guys and then Asians. So, my sick curiosity has me wondering, if your parents were black and Asian, would your stuff be bigger on average than a white guy's? What about Hispanic, multicultural, and Native American brothers? Why are their penises left out of the loop? I guess I'll have to do my own independent study. This is Letitia. The things I do for my craft.